שלום, נושא השיעור שלנו היום הוא גדלות הבורא. אתם מוזמנים.
Hello, the subject of our lesson today is the greatness of the Creator. You can ask questions live on CAB TV. Select the questions will be asked during the lesson. And again, our topic today is the greatness of the Creator.
Our work is to achieve equivalence of form, adhesion, and nearing, coming closer to the love of the Creator. It's all the same thing. They're synonyms. And in the attainment of that goal, we need to depart from the intention to receive and to acquire the intention to bestow. That is equivalence of form. To come from actions of reception to actions of bestowal, or in other words, to respect the power of the Creator more instead of the power of the created being, which is the will to receive, the evil inclination, that we will determine that it is the evil inclination, and that the will to bestow, the nature of the Creator, is the good nature. And therefore, the greatness of the Creator is opposite to the lowliness of the created being. These two forms of work we can perform, but the Kabbalists advise us not to engage in the evil, not even in the lowliness of the evil. It's not worthwhile. Sometimes we use it to show how lowly the will to receive is, how despicable it is, but really we're drawn more in our work towards the recognition of the greatness of the Creator. And in the work itself, of course, the advantage of light is out of darkness. We're entering the darkness, but we're entering it because we're being put inside it. We're being lowered. We're given impressions of the will to receive, usually negative ones.
And
on top of that, will to receive, the negative will to receive, which we go through as very difficult and harsh times and occasions, fear, unpleasantness, dread, lowliness, all these things, and after that, we come to the opposite, to times of respecting the will to bestow, closeness to the Creator, connection between us, the greatness of the Creator. So our work is not in the evil in any of its forms, but rather in the good in all of its forms. And therefore, this topic, the greatness of the Creator, that is, in essence, the whole of our work, in quality and quantity. And the different opposite work, the lowliness, the evil, we do not engage in it. If we're given that from above, by enlarging the will to receive, meaning these broken parts are made more prominent, those that need to be brought back to correction gradually, then we enter that feeling of the created being, its lowliness, its desires and properties, and so on. But this is because we fall. We engage in the greatness of the Creator, the importance of the Creator, and constantly look for something to add in that specifically. We search like the old man who searches as if he lost something. So what was lost? It can't be that he's looking for the broken vessels that went missing. No, he's looking for where can I add more to the greatness of the Creator. even though it's clear to us that in order to advance, he needs to receive the broken vessels for them to be under his authority, because the advantage of light is out of darkness. It can't he can't ascend to the next degree if he does not receive a decline, a descent, broken vessels which will be revealed to him. But regardless, we seek greatness and importance. We look for the goal, not the means. The means will be discovered. I don't care how and what it is exactly. I want to be adhered, and even for a little moment, a short moment, I don't want to be connected to the broken vessels, to the will to receive, in any of its forms. To be chafetz chesed, seeking grace, at the very least. Therefore, this subject of the greatness of the Creator is the main thing we study, and in that we need to be and live all the time. It's best if it's unceasingly so, because in your light we shall see lights. Everything that is revealed, the broken vessels, the lowly states, they'll be discovered, revealed by the light of the Creator. That's it. And the way of Hachishena, hastening it, as we say, and not as, or by disconnection from him, or Beito in its time, as we call it. Let's read and see.
Excerpt number 1, Rabash, article 223, Entry into the Work. The entry into the work must be in Lolishma, meaning that by believing in the Creator, he will have a life of pleasure. This means that if he does this action called faith, it will give him elation and superior mental forces, that when he does not perform this action, give him elation and superior mental forces than when he does not perform this action, it follows that this is a zgula, by which he can taste greater flavors in quantity and quality than what he tastes while he is doing other things in order to receive pleasure. This means that there are many ways to obtain pleasure, such as eating, drinking, and sleeping, or impressive clothes, or by doing things that make people respect him. Such actions are means by which he obtains pleasure. Yet the pleasures that these actions yield for him are limited in quality and quality in quantity and quality. Conversely, the zgula of faith brings him greater pleasure in quantity and quality. All this is called lolishma, because his intention is only to obtain a greater pleasure. Only after he achieves this degree called lolishma, he is rewarded with other phenomena. When he comes to a higher state, that is, at that time he has no consideration of himself, and all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. In other words, his aim is only to annul himself before the true reality, where he feels that he must only serve the king because he feels the exaltedness and greatness and importance of the king. At that time, he forgets, meaning he has no need to worry about himself, as his own self is annulled as a candle before a torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels. Then he is in a state of lishma, meaning contentment to the Creator, and his concerns and yearnings are only about how he can delight the Creator. While his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not merit a name whatsoever, then he is regarded as bestowing an order to bestow.
Let's read it again, and then afterwards we'll try to build the ladder of states. One goes through, one climbs until he reaches in order to bestow. Please.
the entry into the work must be in Lolishma, meaning that by believing in the Creator, he will have a life of pleasure. This means that if he does this action called faith, it'll give him elation and superior mental forces than when he does not perform this action.
Meaning his aim is to feel good. Right? If for that you need to be in bestowal, I'm ready to be in bestowal. That's fine. Just tell me what to do. The main thing is to feel good. The next world, even better. Whatever you say. I'm willing. The reward is the main thing for me.
It follows that this is a zgula, by which you can taste greater flavors in quantity and quality than what he tastes while he's doing other things in order to receive pleasure.
Well, in this world, we also engage in receiving pleasures constantly. What's more, what's less, and so we sort things out, and that's how we act. It's always scrutinies, what's more worthwhile every moment, subconsciously and consciously. So if I decide that spirituality is worthwhile more than corporeality, there is a greater pleasure, even whole and eternal pleasure, it's promised to me. So I go for it. This is the first stage. First step away from the corporeal pleasures.
This means that there are many ways to obtain pleasure, such as eating, drinking, and sleeping, or impressive clothes, or by doing things that make people respect them. Such actions are means by which he obtains pleasure. Yet the pleasures that these actions yield for him are limited.
These corporeal ones.
In quantity and quality. Conversely, the zgula of faith brings him greater pleasure in quantity and quality. All this is called lolishma.
Is it clear thus far? Great. No, I don't want to answer your questions. Just like that. I can't constantly be answering your questions. Not every day. Continue.
All this is called lolishma because his intention is only to obtain a greater pleasure.
You read it 20 times and try to understand it. If not, then pray. That's it. Please continue.
Only after he achieves this degree called lolishma, he is rewarded with other phenomena when he comes to a higher state. That is, at that time he has no consideration of himself.
The next degree begins to come about, meaning not reward for myself, but a calculation which is above oneself.
And all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. In other words, his aim is only to annul himself before the true reality, where he feels that he must only serve the king, because he feels the exaltedness and greatness and importance of the king.
And here we have this subtle question. Am I coming in order to feel the exaltedness of the king to that degree? Or do I must feel the exaltedness of the king in order to subjugate my will to receive and be in order to bestow to him? Because my matter, the will to receive, requires that I work above it for the sake of the king, meaning that the king will be more important to me than my will to receive, my donkey, as we say. So I need to use the king in order to subjugate myself and think about the king, or do I need to think about the king? Because the pleasure from the king is greater than all other pleasures. Right? Is that clear? Please continue.
At that time, he forgets, meaning he has no need to worry about himself. As his own self is annulled as a candle before a torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels, then he is in a state of lishma, meaning contentment to the Creator, and his concern and yearnings are only about how he can delight the Creator, while his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not merit a name whatsoever. Then he is regarded as bestowing in order to bestow.
Meaning, all of the thoughts are disconnected from the self and directed at the Creator, and he, with all his desires and abilities and everything, is just a means to bestow contentment. Alright? So how do we pass from this situation to that situation? Please. Help each other in the group so that it's clear to everyone what is state A, state B, how do we move from the first to the second, from lolishma or from beastliness to lolishma, not for her sake, and then to lishma, for her sake. Please, go on. Each one helps his friend. All together. Rav, how, in order not to fall to in order to receive, when I'm already in order to bestow, do I expand the vessels of bestowal? By what gula, what special power, can I advance in a way where I constantly expand the vessels of bestowal, and so to advance without falling, constantly in search for where else can I find these vessels to join to bestow, to add to bestow, or I fall, which is in its time, Beito. So from where do I take them? Usually we say that Kelim, vessels, the upper light reveals the shattering to us, and then we, with these broken Kelim, as we correct them with the sweat of your nose, you shall eat bread. And that's how we advance, sweat of your brow rather. How do I myself discover these broken vessels and advance? In the left and in the right, both, I don't wait for anything to happen from above. From where does that old man find what he lost? Please.
Moving on to the second passage, Rabash, Article 5. What it means that the land did not bear fruit before man was created in the work. What is the connection between the land that did not bear its fruit before man was created? In the work, man is regarded as one who has emerged from the control of the quality of a beast. A beast means one who is immersed in self-benefit like a beast, and man means one in whom there is fear of heaven and works because of fear, which the Zohar calls because he is great and ruling, where he works only because of the greatness of the Creator and does not care for his own benefit but for the benefit of the Creator. It is, as our sages said about the verse, in the end of the matter, fear God and observe his commandments, for this is the whole of man. What is, for this is the whole of man? Rabbi Elazar said, the whole world was created only for this. it follows that man is regarded as one in whom there is the fear of heaven. And what is the fear of heaven? That is, what is fear? It is, as he says, both the first fear and the second fear are not for his own benefit, but only for the fear that he will decline and bring contentment to his Maker. And we know that man is one who has the fear of heavens, that he is afraid maybe he will not have the ability to do everything in order to bestow. And this is called man. And beast means the very opposite, that he is concerned only with himself, as it says. Who knows? The spirit of people is above, and the spirit of the declining beast is down on the earth. And we have to explain that the spirit of man, it ascends and soars, namely that everything that he does, it is all for the benefit of the Creator. And this is called above, namely that his intention is for everything to be only in order to bestow. And from this man has contentment.
How do we examine if our intention is upwards or downwards? How do we examine if our intention is aimed upwards or downwards? Am I now regarding the Creator or myself? His benefit or my benefit? How do I, in practice, examine and sort these things out? Please.
Rab, how do I direct myself at the Creator through the ten, and I'm sure that this is what I'm doing? Again, how do I direct myself at the Creator through the ten, being certain that what I'm doing is correct? It's obvious that the ten exists in order to aim ourselves at the Creator, that in general the ten is the breaking, the shattering of the vessels in order for us to know how to aim ourselves, aim our intention at the Creator. Otherwise, we would have no ability to build or direct ourselves through some kind of instrument at the Creator. So that's the ten. How do I examine that I, the ten, and the Creator are on the same line? As it says, Israel, Oaita, and Kuchabrichu are... Excerpt number 3, Shamati 30, Bala Sulam. The most important is to not want anything except to bestow because of his greatness.
What does it mean to want to bestow only because of his greatness? Let's examine this action specifically. What do I need to do with myself in order to perform it that way? To want to bestow only because of his greatness. Creator and the importance of the friends and so on.
Rav, when in general do I use society to the benefit of the Creator, and when do I use the Creator to the benefit of society? When do I use society for the sake of the Creator, and when do I use the Creator for the sake of society? And what actions do I use the Creator for the sake of society? And in what actions do I use the society for the sake of the Creator? To ask the Creator. Excerpt number 3. I read only the first paragraph. Okay. Excerpt number 4. What is the bread of an evil-eyed man in the work? Excerpt 4. All our work in Torah and Mitzvot is in order to emerge from the exile of the world to receive for ourselves. In other words, we must aim, while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot, that our reward will be that by this we will be rewarded with emerging from the exile and enslavement in the world to receive for ourselves, and we will be able to work only in order to bring contentment to the Creator, and we will not demand any other reward for our work in Torah and Mitzvot. In other words, we want to be rewarded with feeling while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot that we are serving a great and important King, and that by this there will be love of the Creator within us, from feeling His exaltedness. However, all of our pleasure will come from serving the Creator. This will be our reward, and not that He will somehow reward us for the work. Instead, he will feel that the work itself is the reward, and there is no greater reward in the world than the privilege of serving the Creator.
How can we depict the lack in which I want to bestow to him, I want to give to him, as if I want to eat or something hurt, pains me and I want to calm the pain? How can I in such a way depict the lack for bestowal to the Creator? To ask for...
Rab, once Rabash told me, he said, it's winter, Jerusalem, it's cold at home, no heating, it's dark, no money to buy oil in order to light up a lamp. You go to sleep, what can you do? We're going to sleep. Comes up his 5-year-old daughter and says, Dad, I want to eat something. And there's nothing at home. Really nothing. I remember that someplace there is this small onion. That's it. So I tell her, go to sleep. Imagine the feeling a father has when his little daughter comes up and this is what she asks. What a desire she awakens in him. How can we reach such a desire toward the Creator? Go ahead. It's called the Shechina Kedusha, the sorrow of the Shechina. In short, the picture is clear. We just have to ask.
Rav, how could we transcend this desire, which we just discussed, which the little daughter elicits in the father? How can he rise above that pain and everything in order to bless the Creator? How, from each and every state, or from this particular state, to rise and bless the Creator? For himself, and then,
Rav, by what device, only just don't tell me the 10, by what device do I tie the pain I have because of what happened with my daughter, because I don't have the ability to give her a piece of bread, and the ability to bless the Creator from the bottom of my heart. How am I included or become included of these two discernments, and how the one sustains the other? Not annulling, completing, mitigating, but both of them existing at the same time in my heart. How do these two states connect then and support one another? Or from the Creator. Moving on to the next part of the lesson.